It's my joy and honor to have served together with Samuel, and it's my privilege to be part of this service. Now, don't be fooled. This is not a funeral service. If that's what you thought you've come to, then you were misinformed. We're not gathered together to mourn a death. No, instead, we are gathered to celebrate, to be witnesses to the resurrection of Christ. And through Christ's resurrection, we celebrate that the Reverend Samuel Stewart is now more alive than ever. Billy Graham once said many years ago, "Someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. I will have just changed my address. I will have gone into the presence of God." Samuel Stewart and Billy Graham changed their addresses on the same day this week. They both have gone into the presence of God. And today we celebrate that they are now more alive than they've ever been. In fact, on the day Samuel changed his address, I was talking to the family about children understanding better than grown-ups. One of his great-grandkids knew exactly what to say when they heard about this. "Grandpa's in heaven." Today, we celebrate Samuel's change of address, and now instead of finding him on Lafayette, he's taken up his heavenly residence. In Isaiah, we hear about God giving us strength. "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." It was out of God's strength that Samuel didn't let up for a second. He was clear of his calling, and Samuel was always moving. It seemed like nothing would slow him down or get in his way. He was always the first up the hill or the mountain. He was always a step ahead of the sheriff who lived just across the street. Even though he shuffled his feet, he knew how to push that gas pedal. This drive, the way Samuel ran the race for God, made Samuel relentless in life and in ministry. His grandchildren told me, as a pastor, he would put 5 pennies in his right pocket at the beginning of the day. He would go out and see people that went to his church. He'd go to their homes and talk to them, and after each interaction, he would move 1 penny to his left pocket. He wouldn't go home until all 5 pennies were moved from the right to the left. When I first met Samuel, he told me about these pennies. And after he said it, I thought, oh my goodness, I'd better step up my game. As a pastor during the civil rights movement, Samuel not only lived into what Paul says in Galatians, but he called others to live into it as well. For Samuel knew the truth of the gospel when it says, there is no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And when he was a pastor in the 60s, he took his youth group on a mission trip down south. And as a man who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his group intentionally stayed at black churches, and their youth groups would work together and they would play together. One afternoon, they all went to the neighborhood pool to go swimming. But when his youth group went into the pool, all the African-American youth would get out all at once. And the white students would get out until they kept going back and forth. Then finally someone asked, why do you keep getting out of the pool? We can't swim with whites, they told them. And that's when Reverend Stewart spoke up. You can swim with these kids. Another time, Reverend Stewart went to Montgomery. He and several ministers helped African Americans register to vote. And after the 2 weeks were up, he went back home. The very next group of ministers who went down to Montgomery were all shot and killed. His church in Jonesville sponsored a Cuban family in the 60s, and one of the flowers here today is from that family. Samuel was relentless, never slowing down for a minute. He was unafraid in pursuit of God, making all of us one in Christ Jesus. We live in a world that feels hopeless and scary at times, and this is what draws us to people like Samuel. He was unafraid. He ran the race with purpose, with hope. It's what we yearn for, hope and peace in a world that's chaotic. I know people pushed against Samuel and his drive for equity. I know there were times when Samuel was discouraged, times when he was lonely. Samuel spent times in the pit, but when he was there, he didn't look around at the pit. Instead, he fixed his eyes up and forward toward God's activity in the world, toward Jesus Christ. And this is how Samuel ran the race of life, with his eyes fixed on Jesus. And I know that's what he taught his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren and friends and church members and everyone he came in contact with, to do just that, to fix their eyes on Jesus Christ, the giver of hope, the one who unites us all. His grandchildren adored their grandpa. His granddaughter Naomi says, as a kid, anytime I would see my grandpa, I would run up to him and fly in the air and he would catch me. I loved it. He could ride his bike backwards, which I was always thought was awesome. That is awesome. So many people knew our grandpa. One year, he and my grandma were driving out to Washington, Missouri to visit the family, and they got lost on the back roads. They pulled over to a gas station. My grandpa went in to get directions. Very unusual, but probably not for him. He walked up to the counter and asked the man behind it if he could help him. The gentleman behind the counter said, "Of course, Reverend Stewart. You married my wife and me 35 years ago." Samuel was everybody's friend. He was a pastor through and through. He loved a good laugh. He loved a good story. He also loved eating breakfast every Saturday morning with his dear friends, Paul Findlay and Wallace Jeffers. Somehow his friendship with Paul Findlay defied all odds. You see, Paul Findlay is a diehard Cubs fan, and Samuel's a stay-up-late-in-the-night Cardinals fan. Months ago, Samuel and Paul were visiting, just sitting together, not saying much, just holding hands. And Paul quipped, "For a preacher, you're a man of few words." If you're looking for the kind of hope and drive Samuel had, it's not just for him and a few others, but it's for everybody. No matter the color of our skin, no matter our gender, no matter where we were born. If we look where Samuel's eyes were fixed, then we can have that same kind of hope and drive. His eyes were fixed on Jesus, always helping others, always loving. Even in the face of adversity, even in the face of death, Samuel had a purpose and a reason. He was fearless. He followed something much bigger than himself. Samuel Stewart is not dead. Don't believe it for a second. He's more alive than he's ever been. The only thing that's different is his address has changed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.